gave up the ghost. Amen. Brother Crocker, would you pray? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. While I'm remembering it, y'all may be seated, amen. Hallelujah. Now listen to me tonight. I'm just going to tell you, I very rarely title messages that people kind of come up with titles for me. Oh, yeah, I remember when I preached that. Amen. But tonight I'm going to tell you something. You've got to hold the line. You've got to hold the line. You've got to stand in the gap. You got to, God can't get no glory out of your whining. Hello, somebody. God can't get no glory out of you fudging and backing up. Amen. You can't crawfish on God and back up out of the way. Amen. He's put you in a place where he wants you to be, and you've got to complete. You've got to be able to complete that task. Amen. Why am I saying that? Jesus said, it is finished. Amen. He's given you the power that you can look when you get down to the end of your road and said, it is finished. You can look back at your grandchildren and your children. It's finished. I've raised you up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. I taught you the scripture, amen. I showed you the way to live. When we go through adversity, I showed you how to stand, amen. It's finished. Now you got to pick it up and go on with it, amen. You know, I don't have a bunch of money to leave my kids, but what I do have to leave them is what? I'll tell you what's a heritage about the truth of Almighty God. There's my daughter sitting there. She'll tell you right now, when she was a little girl, amen, I would teach them Bible studies every day, Brother Crocker. And if we went to church twice on Sunday, they got it three times because we got home as quick as we got done eating. I taught them the word of God. Amen. Amen. My son says, Dad, I can't take this no more. I just can't take it. You're just too much into God. Amen. I said, thank you, son. He looked really puzzled at me because he thought I'd done hurt his feelings. He done hurt my feelings. I said, no, you got to come to where I am. Come on. You got to come up a little bit higher. Amen. Because I ain't going to quit teaching you the word. Amen. Hello. The word will do one thing, it'll keep you from sinning. Yes, or that sinning will keep you from the word. Come on. Amen. Because when you're sinning, you're trying to hide somewhere. Amen. Adam, where are you? He knew where he was at. Come on. That separation, that communion was lost. Why? Because of sin. Come on, saints. Yes. Yes. Listen to me. Listen carefully. Amen. And I told my daughter, I said, every time you buck up at me, I'm going to give you another Bible study. One summer I was real sick, I couldn't get up. And she's bucking up against me a little bit. I was so sick, amen. And you know what I done? She got 9 Bible studies that day. She finally got tired. You know what? I think I got enough word for one day. Hello, somebody. Come on. Ask her. I'll do it. I'd put that word right straight in their mind. And finally, both of them asked me before they left home, why are you doing this? Because you're going to go out into a world, and when you go out there, you're going to know exactly what to do and what not to do. Come on. My God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of victory. Hallelujah. And you can win the battle, but you got to hold that line. You got to stand in that gap. Come on. Now, I'm going to read another scripture here in a minute. My daughter bought my son-in-law a great big old cup. Great big old coffee cup. That's a kind of a curry cup. It's a great big, you know, about 2/3 of a pot of coffee at one go. Hallelujah. Woo, I was happy. And I wasn't reading a little sign on it. I was looking at that coffee cup. It says, this cup of coffee is making me feel awesome. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And there's nothing like a good cup of coffee. Amen. Some like it black, some like cream, sugar, honey, whatever you like it. I like it with a lot of cream, a little bit of sugar. I like it kind of creamy. Amen. Hello. And I was looking at that cup. This coffee makes me feel awesome. Hallelujah. And my daughter, you know, whether that coffee made me feel awesome or not, you know, she makes it so strong, it's going to make me hyper. Whether I'm awesome or not, it's going to make me hyper. But how many know when your bones get old, you need something to get you going? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you something that's better than strong coffee. It's the anointing of Almighty God to destroy every yoke out of your spirit and out of your heart and mind. Hallelujah. If the devil's hanging around, he's too close to you. It's up to you to look him straight in the eye and say, no. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to the book of Ezekiel. I like Ezekiel. Theologians say Ezekiel was a schizophrenic paranoid. They do. Bible scholars say that. Why do they say that? He's always having visions. Well, I guess he was a young man. Old men dream dreams. I'm still having visions, y'all. Come on. Help me now. Now listen. So they make it, they call him, they dock him with that. You know what it was about Ezekiel? That man had a relationship with his God. Hello. He had a place with his God that even when God said, I'm going to take your wife because of the sins of the people. I'm going to take your wife. He agreed with him. Amen. He loved his God so much. Amen. He loved her. The very thing that was the center of his attention. Hallelujah. But you know what was greater than that? The flesh. It was the spirit. Come on. You know what? If you're going to have a relationship with God, it's going to be through the Spirit. Amen. You can't carnalize God. You can't carnalize God. Amen. And try to understand Scripture. Hallelujah. From a carnal standpoint, from a standpoint of the flesh. Amen. Ezekiel 22. Everybody say, Brother Curry needs another cup of coffee. Amen. Hallelujah. I like this Scripture. Amen. Let's look at verse 30. I might go to the other scriptures. I don't know. But let's go to verse 30 at least. And I sought for a man.
Oh, come on.
A lot of folks in church are seeking men. And women seeking women. And men seeking men. Now, I'm not talking about perversion. I'm talking about people they can click with. I'm talking about people they can hump up together in war against the pastor. Isn't it strange? I tell you, preacher, I tell you, Brother Crocker, you know what I'm telling you. You know, Pastor, you know exactly what I'm saying. They'll come to me and start talking to me about the things they don't agree with because they don't want to walk up to the authority, the man who's responsible. I said, do you pay your tithes to me? No. I said, go see him. Now, am I that way? I'm not going to agree. I'm not going to fight my brother. Hello, somebody. We got to make it in our mind. We're not going to fight with each other. Our fight was not with each other. We have got to hold on. Hallelujah. He said, I sought for a man among them. Come on. That should make up the hedge.
Come on.
Come on. I like that. And stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. I found none. Well, what about Moses? He failed God. Come on. He made it, but he failed God. What about Joshua? He got older, forgot about the promises. And you know what? Old Caleb said, it's my birthday today. I'm 85 years old today. Amen. I'm 85 years old today, and I'm ready to go out and fight, and I'm coming on back home. Come on. I want my mountain. Do you remember? Do you remember, Joshua? Do you remember when Moses gave me this parcel of land? Amen. 85-year-old man, a Kenizzite, a little fellow that had joined into the Commonwealth of Israel. Hallelujah. His name means to attack quickly. His name means to yap like a dog. Amen. Ow, ow, ow. Come on, that's what it meant. Hallelujah. He was that kind of person. And he said, okay, it's up to you. You know what it said? He said he took them three sons of Anak, those three giants. Amen. He put them off the hill then, not tomorrow. He put them off then. He drove them out then. Hallelujah. Right there on the spot, he got them devils off that hill. Amen. You want to go higher in God? Huh? Do you? Then you've got to get them devils that's inhabiting your hill. Amen. You're down here, amen, on a little old muddy knoll down here, amen. God wants you up there where you can see clearly above your carnality and above your problems. Hallelujah. We've all got them. We've all got them. Now listen to this. Therefore, I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Now the problem, hallelujah, the problem is being faced with here. God, through the book of Ezekiel and the prophet, is trying to show the children of God their sin, their shortcomings, their problems, amen. He said, listen, I have consumed this. That word consumed in Hebrew also means complete. Or finished. I have finished. Jesus said that, didn't he? He said, it is finished. Hallelujah. He did everything it had to be. God has done everything that you need. Amen. I'm telling you, somebody sitting here has really got a busted life. So I can feel it. Amen. Hallelujah. I can feel that bustedness in your mind and in your heart. Amen. My God wants you to know something tonight. He wants you to come on and let him touch you. Amen. And heal your spirit, your broken heart that's been broken 6 times. Amen. And I tell you, God's able. We're standing in a gap tonight. Hallelujah. That's what worship is about. That's what praise is about. That's what testimonies are about. Amen. It's standing in the gap. Amen. That somebody be not destroyed. Hello, somebody. Raise your hands and say, Jesus. Come on. Raise your hands and love him. Come on. Now listen carefully. I wasn't born a preacher. Don't know that much of one now. But I'm going to tell you something. I was born and it got rough. So I won't get into all that. Amen. But I'm trying to tell you something, amen, that by the time I was a teenager, I done got violent. I done got evil. I done got mad, and I was going to take it out on everybody. I was going to get even with everybody. Hello, somebody. Amen. I was getting ready to go to jail, and all of a sudden, a football coach run into me. Son, you ever thought about playing football? Well, yeah, I thought about playing football, but I didn't think I could make the team. He felt my shoulder. Said, yeah, you can make the team. Come on. Now, listen, when I got out there, I was confused. Amen. I was trying. I didn't know I could hit people. We had them pads on. I didn't know we could hit people. He hollered at me, kicked me in my seat. He said, Curry! I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to make it hurt. That's just what I wanted to hear. Hello, somebody. All that penny and aggression, all that frustration, amen, all the years of being violated, hallelujah. All of a sudden, when I looked at somebody else across the line from me, they were in trouble. I promise you they were going to be in trouble before I got done with them. Come on. I'm 5'8". Do you realize I was 5'3" in the first grade? 135 pounds in the first grade. I've grown 5 inches since I was 6 years old. So that tells you what kind of freak I was. Come on, saints. I'm telling you. But you know why God made me that way? After I got the Holy Ghost, I understood a few things. Amen. He built me to stand up and be able to stand in the face of oppression and still be able to do what needs to be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. She done sang. He brought me a mighty long way. Come on. He said, where do you want to play at? Well, you see, I was big. I was 5'8", still am. And I weighed, with my gear on, I weighed 220 pounds. All right. And when I looked across, he said, where do you want to play? I said, I want to hike the ball. He said, you want to hike the ball? He said, but you're fast. You're really fast. I want to hike the ball. He said, well, you are pretty wide. That's what he needed. You see, when God puts you in the gap, he's got a wide space for you, amen. You might think you're nothing, amen. You might think you can't do anything. You may think your time is up, amen. It's not. It's just now starting, amen. Moses was 80 years old before he really used him. Come on, amen. He's ready to use you. He's got a gap for you to stand in, that soul won't die, that soul won't be destroyed. Come on. So the first time I ever hiked a ball in my life, I was looking at that little fella across from me. He weighed about 90 pounds. Now, you're in trouble, son. I knew it. Because when I hit that little fella, he was pitiful. I hit him so hard, and I did like a dolphin. I picked him up. By the way, he flipped back about 6-7 feet. He went out of the game. He didn't want to come back in. Hello, somebody. Come on. Because when I hit, I intended to make it hurt. Amen. Come on, saints of God. Don't you know the devil intends to make you hurt? He gets you stirred up and gets you mad and gets you agitated at the other saints of God in the church. Amen. You can't hold the line when you're mad at everybody in the church, especially your pastor. Hello, somebody. Come on. You got to get that coaching thing. You got to get that thing oriented in your head what you want to do. Yeah, come on. I'm from Florida. We was playing a team called Marathon down in the Keys. The Marathon Buffaloes. Oh, my goodness. And Buffaloes in the Keys. Can you believe it? All right, now listen. We were the Horace O'Brien's Buccaneers, way before Tampa Bay. We were the original Buccaneers. Hello. Amen. And every time I played, it was piracy on the high seas. Amen. I got so good, the coach said, you know what I want you to do? They started calling me Freight Train. Amen. So he said, Freight Train, you know what I want you to do? When you get done hiking that ball, I want you to turn right around, and I want you to play head over center. Oh, yes. Yes. Amen. And amen. You know what I'd do? I had such quick hands. I'd get down on the line. I'd be watching him, and that boy's looking at me. He's scared to death. And amen. He's getting ready to hike that ball. When he went to move that ball, smack it away from him. Amen. I make that boy fumble every time. nearly every time. Amen. They call me off sides. I scream and holler. I'm not off sides. I'm not slow because I'm big. You think I'm dumb and slow. Amen. But I'm quick. I'm hitting that ball right. Coach, tell him, coach. Tell him I'm fast, coach. Tell him I'm fast. And the line judge said, you know, really, you need to watch him. That boy is quick. That boy is quick. Amen. I was holding the line, brother, from both sides. I was holding the line on both sides. I couldn't let him advance on me, and I had to lead the advance the other way. Come on now. Listen carefully what I'm telling you now. You've got a battle in your flesh. You also got a battle in your spirit, amen. But you've got to hold the line on both sides, amen. You've got to be able to know that God has called you. He is seeking somebody who can make up this line, hallelujah. Everything's going crazy in this earth, amen. Everything believing in everything that's wrong and crooked, amen. But God Almighty is the only thing in this earth that is straight. And you got to make it up your mind. You're going to follow him. This little fella started elbowing me in the neck. And I told him, I said, you elbow me like that again after first down. I said, I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to throw you on your head. He said, you're going to think that in a minute. Second down come, he elbowed me. But I still had two more downs. I done told him. And buddy, I stepped back. Instead of going forward, I stepped back this way, and he leaned and fell, and I caught him by his shoulder pad, and up in between both legs, I picked him up, and I put him straight on his head, amen. Oh, here come the referee, here come the umpire, here come all of them. Did you mean to do that? Yes, sir, I did, amen. You know what God's looking for somebody to do? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Hello, somebody. I meant to break that boy's neck. Hello, hallelujah. Well, I did get ejected from the game, by the way, for telling the truth. Coach was so upset with me. He sat down beside me that night. He said, Freight Train, I got to talk to you. He said, can you tone it down a little bit? What do you mean? You know, don't be kind of so as, but you told me I could be that way. He just looked at me. My green eyes were saying, I'm going to do it anyway. Hello. And you know what? Our little scrap team wasn't so little, by the way. I was 220 pounds in the middle line. My right guard, David Hernandez, amen, was 260 pounds when he had all his gear on. And on the other side was a big brother. And he weighed 275 pounds. His last name was Shoten. Amen. So you had Big Shoten, Curry, and Hernandez. And I'm telling you, nothing is coming up that middle. Hello, somebody. We could grind with the best of them. So we can go forward 3-4 yards at a time. They couldn't stop us. Amen. They couldn't stop us on those grinding runs. Amen. Why am I saying that? You've got to stay together. We're part of a team, are we not? Are we not, elder? We're part of a team, my God. We got to pull together. If we're going to win this championship, we got to pull together and stay together, amen, that the devil can't come in. The devil can't come. I sought for a man that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge, amen. You got to hold this line. You got to make up this hedge, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody's life, that little girl, her life, it's depending on it. She don't know me. I don't know her. Amen. But that thing's working on her mind. Amen. She's wanting to change her life. Hallelujah. But some of you sitting here that knows the Holy Ghost and knows the truth, and you're still all bound up right here. You done killed yourself right here. You done crippled yourself right here. Come on, saints. Hear what I'm telling you now. Shout with me now. This is the truth. Amen. You got to shout on truth, saints of God. Hear me. Hear me. You got to stand on truth. Hallelujah. Now, you listen to me. The day came. One of the longest plays in South Florida history, 2A competition. Coach looked at me. He said, Freight Train, he's looking at that goal line. He said, you're the only person mean enough to score a touchdown. I'm telling you the truth. He said, can you score? I said, yeah. Never run the ball in my life. But I'm going to score. Come on. You got to make it up in your mind when God says something, you quit second guessing. Was that God talking to me? Or was that my own mind echoing? Hello, somebody. No. When God talks to you, you know it's God talking to you. Hello. You got to be ready because he's going to call it. Fourth down and 35 to go. You know, there's 4 seconds left in the game. That play lasted 90 seconds. Here's what happened. Simple power sweep. We're going to go I formation. We're going to go right. The little boy blocking for me, he was so small, he shouldn't even been in there playing. Amen. He was so little. Amen. Well, there I am standing there. And the quarterback, Donald Brown was the name, he said, yeah, do the thing. And he went to run. He flipped the ball to me. I stopped. It didn't look right to me, Brother Crocker. Hello, somebody. Sometimes you got to go against the grain. Come on. Sometimes you got to go against the grain to achieve what God is wanting you to achieve. I didn't say get disloyal. I didn't say get disrespectful. Amen. I didn't say, amen, to commit sin. But what I said, sometimes you got to go against the grain because you can't see what's going on the other side over there. Come on. Donald Brown said, "Freight train, where you going?" I said, "It looks better this way." I took off. Well, he's trying to, here he come around. They all try to turn and start blocking. But how many know, I hit the other team. It was called Norland. They was about as big as we were. But I was meaner than they were. And that first boy said, he was grinning. I was coming at him. "You ain't going to grin in a second." I hit that. You wasn't allowed to spear, right? But there's so many people there. I said, "Yo!" I went right straight in his, right about his neck right here. He backed up and left me alone. Hello, somebody. Come on. I bumped off him, turned around. Oh, there I go. I got to go this way. I took off running. I'm talking about standing in the gap, y'all. Come on. I done told the coach I was going to score, and I ain't going to be a liar. I'm going to score, Sage. Yes. All of a sudden, them Norland boys started pouncing on me, hitting me high. You ain't going to stop a boy that can lift 1,390 pounds if you don't grab with his legs, if you don't grab his ankle. Amen. And I leaned, and they wasn't grabbing my feet, and I kept pushing. Those days, you could really wear spikes in those days. You could wear real cleats, amen. And when they got their feet in the way, I'd be stomping their feet. Hello, somebody. I was trying to get them out of my way. Hello, somebody. You got to do whatever it takes, amen, to achieve the objective. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you, saints. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on. Check this out. All of a sudden, my team was around me. That team was in front of me. Amen. And I was the wheel in the middle of the wheel. I was right there in the middle. There's 22 people ganged up in the middle of the field. But our team, we're leaning. We're winning. We're winning. Hello, somebody. Oh, I'm so tired. But yeah, but you're winning. I can't make it. Yeah, but you're winning. Come on. I just can't do it. Yeah, you can. Come on. You got to keep pushing forward. You got to keep leaning forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Make the devil work. Make the devil work. Don't lay down and play dead for him. Come on. I could hear the referees. They're blowing and telling the line judge and the umpires, "We need to call this play." Can't. It's moving forward. Come on, it's moving forward. They can't stop the move of God. I don't care what Obama does. I don't care what all the Islamic nation does. Amen. I'm telling you what my God's going to do. His people are going to do exploits. Amen. His people are going to be strong and do exploits. Come on. Come on. Somebody needs a healing tonight. Somebody needs a healing tonight. It's going to come if you believe these words tonight. Amen. Because somebody's standing in the gap for you right now. Amen. One greater than Curry standing in the gap for you. His name is Jesus Christ. Come on. Raise your hands and love him. Come on. Raise your hands and love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Oh, my God. And I was still looking at that goal line. It looked actually to me, I was so excited. It looked like it was moving further away from me. You know, you kind of caught in the vacuum. Right. And I kept pushing Brother David, and I kept pushing, elbowing and punching. I mean, it's a wonder they didn't throw me out of the game then. I was hitting them with everything I had, kicking them elbow. And I kept moving forward. Kept moving forward. All of a sudden, my feet, I started lifting. All of a sudden, my team had pushed so hard, they started lifting me off the ground. We serve a God that's going to lift you. When you think you ain't got no power, he's going to lift you. He's going to pick you up. Amen. He's standing in the gap for you. He's standing in the gap for you. That's why he wants you to stand in the gap for somebody else. Come on, saints. You've got to know what I'm talking about tonight. You got to hold on. Hallelujah. You got to hold on. Hold that line. Now listen to this. And I said, I knew if my feet got off the ground, that'd be the end of the play. So I'm trying to worm my way down to get back to the ground where my feet could touch the ground. And I kept pushing. And I kept pushing. And people was hollering. But then the crowd on both sides started clapping, started cheering on both sides. Amen. They was laughing too. Amen. I wasn't offended. I imagine it looked pretty stupid. 22 people, like a big round human ball, trying to go somewhere. Okay. But we kept going forward. Amen. And all of a sudden, I felt the whole thing fall. Everything fell, and I was elbowing on underneath that fight. I was trying to get up from underneath there because I hadn't really went down. And finally, the back judge ran up to me and said, "Freight train, calm down." I said, "What do you mean, calm down?" He said, "You scored, son. You scored." I looked around like this. I said, "Ah!" I threw that ball down. The only touchdown I ever scored, amen, playing team ball. Hello, but it's the one that counted because we won. Hello, we won that fierce battle, and God's going to help you win the battle, but you've got to make it up in your mind. You have got the fortitude to stand by the Holy Ghost of God that's in you. He didn't put junk in you, and you can stand up, I'm telling you. You can stand up, hallelujah. Stand up. Any dead fish can float downstream, Sister Gray. Hello, somebody. Come on, it takes a big old brook trout or a sockeye salmon to get up to go upstream. Hallelujah. We got to go against this current. Amen. I'm determined I'm not going to get washed away with this ugliness. I'm not going to get washed away with this fear process that's going on, this fear mongering. Hello. I'm telling you right now, God, when he shows up, if we're standing up and we are standing up, when he shows up with the brightness of his coming, he's going to destroy all this stuff that's not like him. Come on, saints of God. Amen. And the only way you can partake of these promises is make it up in your mind. I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand. I'm going to hold this line because it's what God has called me to do. Amen. He's called you to do the same thing. Oh, raise your hands and love him. Come on, saints. Come on, raise your hands and love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the 49th chapter, when he said, "I sought for a man, I couldn't find one." The 49th chapter of Jeremiah, he said, talking about, "I'm going to make these people run away. I'm going to be the strong man. You know, he's saying, "Who's going to do this job?" He said, "Who is like me?" Huh? God said, "Who is like me?" Amen. And the mighty God of heaven landed one day in a little feed box called a manger. Amen. The great God took on the body of a man. And he's going to show us how to live and how to walk righteous in this world in a humble spirit, not in a haughty spirit. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, I know he's talking about the Holy Ghost. But let me tell you about the other spirit of Christ. It's humility. It's humility. You got to have humility. He resists the proud. Amen. Amen. One of the 6 or 7 abominations is the first thing is a proud look. Hallelujah. You know what? So many people, Brother Pastor Crocker, Sister Crocker, they've already learned how to be apostolic. Yeah. And what was Acts 2:38 again, they say? They done forgot what that was. Hello. Come on, saints of God. Come on. But he looked at me and said, "You mean to tell me you're baptized in Jesus' name?" I said, "Is there any other way?" He said, "Yeah, but he didn't know what to say." I said, "Well," he said, "let's just compare scriptures." Go ahead, let's compare scriptures. Amen. I don't have that big 12-year doctorate behind me, but I got something that's older than 12 years old. Come on. I got a quickening agent called the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not a secret agent either. He's right what he is. Amen. And he's that way right out in the open. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he said, "Well, I'll let you go first." Well, that's the wrong thing to do because I'm going to get into them scriptures. I went to Matthew 28:19. He said, "Wait a minute, that's my scripture." "Oh, no, 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 no. That's my scripture, brother." He said, "Yeah, but," I said, "read that scripture. How does it say to be baptized?" He said, "Go into the world, preach and teach. Every God baptizing in the name of." He stopped. He said, "Oh, my God. I've never seen that. But you said that was your scripture." Jesus said, "You mean to tell me you are a ruler amongst these people and you don't know this?" Hello, somebody. Come on. As a matter of fact, that morning, you first time you ever preached, you preached a soul's harbor that morning. That's what you preached, John 3:5-7. I still remember that. See there? I got a good brain. I got a stupid face, but I got a good brain. Hello, somebody. Come on now. Come on. They look at me and think I'm dumb as a box of rocks, but don't get it to me with a contest about the word, because I study this word. I know what it says, and Satan will not defeat me because I got enough of it in me to help me hold this line, saints of God. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. What knowledge? Taking knowledge of who and what he is. Amen. Come on. Listen to me. I want to go to one more scripture. I could go to 30 or 40 of them. I won't do that. Sometimes, you know, you're only gonna take in what you was gonna be able to resist. You know, that's what I'm saying. How many knows what I'm talking about? Amen. The mind can only take in what the will endure. Hello, somebody. Amen. Now let's go to a fine scripture. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 3. And I'm going to tell you something. My coach, when I got up, he was screaming at me when I got off the line. I come in, I had my head down because I didn't do his plan. He said, he didn't call me freight train in. I knew he was mad. He said, Curry! Yes, sir. You remember how Sergeant Carter used to get up in Gomer Pyle's face, right? He was right there hollering at me. He's just a couple inches taller than me, but boy, he was hollering at me. I'm telling you, you're teaching these boys to rebel against the coach. Da, 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 da. He'd been a good pastor, I'll tell you, because he had it figured out. Amen. And he said, if you ever run a ball again for me, you're going to do what I tell you to do. I said, yes, sir, coach. Anything you say. I said, but did we win? He said, yes, we did. We won. He said, that still don't excuse you. You're right. You're right. And I stand corrected, sir. And I stand there just really whipped. He said, you better do what I tell you again. If I ever tell you again, he stopped. He turned around and he said, unless you see a better way. Hello, saints. You know why he was hollering at me? He wanted to see if I could take correction. Sometime, Brother Crocker, he's not going to just use the word. He's going to come down toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, and tell you, you're messing up. And you've got to deal. If you don't have that, then you have the spirit of an illegitimate child. Hello. You are bastards and not sons. And you can't endure the chastening of the Lord. That's what the book of Hebrews says. Hello. I'm talking about standing together. And I know who my father is. Do you know who your father is? Come on. Do you get scared and all cotton mouth when you start walking up to people that don't know what to say to them? Amen. Here's what I do. I just walk up to them and say, do you love Jesus? They want to talk with me. I said, hey, do you love the Lord? Come on. You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to be scared if you don't know but one scripture. Acts 1 and 8 is a good one. You shall receive power to, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Do you have power? No, then you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Come on, it's not hard to say that. It's the truth. And if you say it the right way, then we'll receive it, saints. That's right. One Baptist preacher had about 5,000 people in his church. He loved me, though. He loved me. He said, now, Brother Curry, he took him glasses off. He said, you know, Brother Curry, he said, you know where all liars go, don't you? I said, I do, brother. They go to the Baptist church. Hello, somebody. He said, oh, my goodness, boy, you just won't do, will you? I said, no, brother, you know what I'm telling you is right. He looked at me and said, you know what, Brother Curry, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm an old man now. He said, you know, when I was a little boy, I remember the Baptist women shouting and speaking in tongues. He said, I remember that. I said, then what happened? He said, we got too uptown and we got away from it. And that's why our churches are dying, Brother Curry. I said, stand back up and teach the Holy Ghost. Teach water baptism in Jesus' name. Come on, teach it, brother. Teach it. Teach it, brother. Listen. We got to stand the gap. You might not see that person but one more time. If you even see him that next time. One time we got out to him, we was out of a Pizza Hut. And I'm telling you this. And I'm getting ready to read the scripture. And I want to tell you this one thing about standing in the gap. I don't know where we was at. We've been so many places. One time in 15 months, I put 185,000 miles in my car one time in 15 months. I preached 39, 40, 50, 60 days in a row. I'd go from this church to that church, this church to that church. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to stop and get it poured in. Hello, somebody. Amen. I was just an old dry cow walking around. I didn't know what to do no more. Amen. Come on. Now, you listen real carefully at this Pizza Hut. She was ready to go. She's tired. Well, she's just a little old bitty girl, not much, about his size. Okay. And Rodney you know, anytime I get ready to start moving with the Spirit, Roger's going, hey, Dad, I'm going to go on to the car. And I said, okay. And his mother said, Rodney, where is your daddy? He's inside doing it again, Mom. What was I doing? I was fixing to pray that assistant manager through to the Holy Ghost, and it was full of people drinking beer. Oh, you mean to tell me God can pour out the Holy Ghost in that? You know what? It was the manager that needed it. Those other people needed it too, but they didn't need it right then. But that manager did. He started talking to me. He started crying. He was suicidal. His wife had left him. He lost his children. He lost his wife. Amen. It got into a bad situation, he told me. Hallelujah. Since she was just tired of me. She didn't want to be married. She didn't want to do this, so she got herself a girlfriend. He was in all kind of troubles. Amen. He said, can God fix that? I said, why wouldn't he? I don't care what your problem is. He can fix it. Why? All us folks in here standing in the gap for each other tonight. We better agree with each other. Amen. I'm telling you what, your adversary, the devil's like he's like a roaring lion. Amen. He's seeking, he's walking to and fro. Amen. Looking after who he can take out of the herd. Hello, somebody. If there's ever a time we need to develop a herd mentality, it's now. We got to stay together, saints. Amen. I started talking to that boy. I said, you want the Holy Ghost? He said, well, I don't really know nothing about it. I said, well, do you have to know about it in order to get it? He said, well, it was in Kentucky. He said, well, I reckon not. He was just a crying snot. Now, you listen carefully. The manager said, he said, please pray with him, preacher. I don't want to lose him. He's a good man. Even the manager said, I'm not worried about these people. When a man's ways please the Lord. If he's going to stand in the gap, Sister Crocker, if he's going to hold that line, God's fixing to move, amen. He's going to move because he needs somebody ready to be used of him. Hello, somebody. Come on. God can use you, amen. That's right, Brother Gray. God can use you. Me and you's painting up there at the church, LRC, in that hot sun, amen. And brother said, he said, brother, you look like you're going to pass out. I said, keep praying for me, brother. Keep praying for me. So he started praying. Hey, I made it through that day. I'm still here today. Hello, somebody. We got to stand in the gap to help each other along. Come on. I said, Mr. Manager, can I come back behind there? He said, yes, you can. I walked around that thing. I laid hands on him. I said, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That boy started speaking in tongues. Why? And what I gave him is what God gave him. Hello, somebody. I didn't do nothing but open up a doorway for him, a doorway of utterance. Come on now. You got to be willing. When that door is open, you got to go through it. You got to have a determined mind. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody just raise their hands and love him. Hold on, I got shut up. In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on. That sweetness you feel, that's the honey of the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Come on, sweeter than the honey is. The honeycomb is he. Come on now. Taste and see the Lord, he is good. He's better than Lacey's coffee. Lacey's coffee is pretty good. Amen. But God's infinitely better. Hello, somebody. He created the coffee bean that Lacey got from the store that was ground up and made the coffee for her daddy. Amen. Come on now. Amen. She said, where's all that coffee? I done drank it. Amen. Amen. When I get a hold of something, I want to look at me. You know I'm not going to spare. I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink. I'm going to go after it. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. I went behind there, prayed for him. He got the Holy Ghost. He called me several times. I'm working on my wife. Please pray. I said, we don't have to pray. It's a done deal. Go get her. Yeah, but she says she loves us. Well, she can't love that woman. Not like that. Because the plumbing's wrong. It don't work. He said, well, you are a plain preacher, aren't you? Yes, I am. Because I want you and your wife back together. Last time I got a call from him, him and his wife are back together, and he's looking for a Pentecostal church to get into. Hello, somebody. I'm telling you right now, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He'll make a way right when they tell you you can't do it. You can't do it. You've done this. You've done that. Well, I've done this, and I've done that. I know how to pray and repent and get over and stand up. Until I'm feeling sorry for myself. My son-in-law says, you can't do that because you tell me I can't do that. You know, you're right. So I'll wait till he gets out of the room, then I boohoo a while. Hello, somebody. Come on. Listen to this scripture. I want you to listen to this. Now, you know, the hour presses, but I got to make this one point. Amen. Because it's not about me. It's about y'all. It's about His Spirit and how it moves on y'all, how it moves on us together as a viable team for this community. Amen. Zechariah chapter 3 starts like this. And He showed me Joshua. Now the word Joshua means Jehovah is salvation. The word Jesus means Jehovah has become salvation. So we see that Joshua and Jesus kind of interchanges a little bit. All right. Now let's look at this. He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Amen. And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Listen, the devil's going to be there. That's his job. That's what he does. He wants you to cave in. He wants you to use that $10 word. He wants you to capitulate. He wants you to throw in the towel. Come on. He just wants you to stop the fight even before you got started. Come on now. He said, but listen to this. I like this. And Satan was resisting him at his right hand, always signifying power. Power in the ministry of the Spirit of God moving through us as his ministers in the earth. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, the city of peace, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now listen to this. Amen. He said, I took Jerusalem. I took the country of Israel. I put it in the hands of my friend Abraham. Amen. I took it out of that firebrand. I took it out of the wrong kind of fire. I took it out of strange fire. I took it out of fire that I hadn't given permission for. Is this not a brand that's been picked out of the fire? Amen. And so he's looking at Joshua the high priest. He's rebuking Satan. I like this. And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Our righteousness. The righteousness of the flesh is like filthy rags. But not so with Joshua. I'm going to make a point here. I want you to listen to this. Hallelujah. There are some people that can stand no matter what. They're going to make it through. Amen. And you see those that just keep falling out. Don't give up with them. Don't give up on them. Amen. Go after them. Don't give up on them. Let me tell you, we got to compel them to come. Come on. He said, if you let go of that plow, amen, if you let go of that plow and look back, you ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven. Didn't say he's going to hell. Just said he wasn't fit. It's a job. It's the church's place to become that gymnasium. They go in and exercise in the spirit, amen, and get the things of God moving in their life. Hello, somebody. That's what the teaching's about. Come on. All right. I like this. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the Lord, before the angel. Let me ask you something. You ever thought you was too dirty, you was too low, not good enough to come into the church house? Yep. Joshua stood, even though the devil was pushing on him. He stood right there. Amen. And because he was willing to stand, because he's willing to stand, in the face of everything that was broken in Joshua, the high priest's life, I don't know what was going on with him. He just said he had filthy rags. But he stood and he made it up in his mind. He was going to stay in the presence of the Lord. He wasn't going to move. Hello. Come on. He was standing in the gap. Why? He was a high priest. Hello, somebody. He had to stand in the gap. He had to have a change of spirit. He had to have a change of mind. And he stood there long enough, even though the devil was irritating him to no end. Listen to what he says. And he answered and spake unto them and stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with what? A change of raiment. Hello, somebody. He gave him a clean slate. Hello. He gave him the state of righteousness. Hello, somebody. But it was because he was willing to stand in the gap. Hello. You're going to get dirty from the battle. But when you go before God, he's going to clean your rags up. Amen. He's going to give you new clothes. He's going to give you new clothing, so to speak. Hello. Raise your hands and love him. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8 says, hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sat before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. And Jesus said, you know, I am the vine, Hello, somebody. He's talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody in the camp of Israel couldn't go a-whoring. Somebody in the camp of Israel couldn't chase idols no more. It had to make it up in their mind because it was getting close to the time. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's getting close to the time. Come on. It's getting close to the time. Somebody walked up to me and said, Brother Curry, when's the end of the world? I don't know. Somebody's world going in today. That's kind of an erroneous question. I asked him, have you been baptized? You got the Holy Ghost. I baptized in Jesus' name, got the Holy Ghost. Were they having to speak in other tongues? No. Well, let's talk about that. Because I want you to make it. I don't want you to fail, amen. Hallelujah. I've told her many a time I go into places, amen. I'll never see that cashier ever again. I'm going to give them the plain way of salvation. I'm going to do it because I'm responsible. I crossed that human soul's pathway, and I got the word of life to give to that individual. God changed my life. God brought me out of a dark pit, amen. And when he did, he set me in a place that was right according to his good pleasure. Amen. And we got to stand. We got to hold the line. We got to hold the line. Amen. Brother Crocker, read for me. Isaiah 12, verse 3. Amen. I think it's verse 3. Amen. I'm telling you something right now. God hadn't forgot you, mother. He hadn't forgot you. He's not forgotten none of you. He's not forgotten none of you. Amen. You think God's forgot you, and Gabriel don't even know your name no more. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Amen. Sometimes you got to walk by faith. Amen. You just got to do it. Yes. God's going to see if you're going to do right. Yes. Amen. Hello. I told Brother Doug the other day. I said, let me tell you something, Brother Doug. He said, I'm so sick, Brother Carl. I know you are. He said, I was so sick. He said, but when you said that, you left that message. You know, Brother Doug, the Holy Ghost in you ain't sick. He said, it hit him so hard. That's called standing in the gap, saints. Right. See, God gave me that revelation of that understanding to that, amen. Brother Doug may not have had that. He said, Brother Curry, that's what I needed. God knows what you need. He knows what you need. He'll put somebody in your way that will help you if you won't fight them off. Hello, somebody. You got to want to be helped. Amen. Not be a wannabe, but you got to want to be helped. Come on. Read, brother.
Isaiah 12 and 3.
Yes.
Therefore, with joy.
Joy! Jesus, watch his joy. Jesus, other, and then yourself. Uh-oh. If you want joy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Jesus, others, and then yourself. You're going to have joy. Amen. You got to put somebody else's needs ahead of yours. But Brother Curry, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Hello. Go ahead, brother.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
With joy? Now, what is joy? Salvation is interpreted how? Jesus. So with joy, mm-hmm. I'll draw out of the wells of Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Amen. I will draw out of the well. Hello.
Come on.
I'm old enough to remember when I went to my grandmother's house to let that bucket down into the well.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And cranking that thing, that was a 90-foot well. My goodness, I didn't know about water was ever going to. Let's just do without water today. Hello, somebody. Come on until it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 110 degrees. Amen. Then you're looking for some water. Well, you better draw that water, son. You better draw that water. Amen. Here comes a big old heavy wooden bucket. And that, well, I was big enough to carry it. That wasn't a problem. Amen. Hallelujah. But I needed to get that water from my grandmother. Hallelujah. Because she's going to fix some sweet tea. Hello. The national drink of the South. Amen. 12 bags of Lipton tea and 1 gallon of water, 3.5 cups of sugar. You've got something to put you on the dark side of the moon in a hurry. Amen. I'm telling you, that stuff was so good when it was cold, strong, and it was so good. Amen. Come on, somebody help me. Are you hungry, Brother Curry? Yes, I'm very hungry. Now listen to this. With joy will I draw out of the wells of Jesus. Did you know it's all about Jesus to start with? But especially from Genesis 3:15 to the end of the book, everything is about Jesus. Amen. Amen. He stood in the gap for you. The mother that's got to have the hand surgery. He stood in the gap for her. What you going to do about it? Are you going to pray? Are you going to believe? Come on. Come on. You might be broken. You might have something that's irking your spirit. It might be something that's, it might be anger, it might be murder, it might be lust, it might be strife. Whatever it is, amen, it might be greed, it might be backbiting. Whatever it is, amen, I'm standing, we're all agreeing together. Tonight I'm fixing to give the mic back to your pastor, but listen to me. We're doing some standing tonight. What do you want? What do you want? Come on. I'm the one man. I don't ever take my eye off the congregation. I'm looking at folk. You know why? I can't preach to the wall. Ain't nothing over. Everybody's out here. How many's willing to stand in the gap? You're going to make up that hedge, ain't you? Now it's going. You're going to have battles. That's the whole nature of this thing. Hallelujah. But you know what? He's going to give you the ability in all of that commonality. He's going to give you a way of escape that you're able to bear. Yep. Well, I can't get rid of it. It's because you want to hold on to it. Hello, somebody help me. Come on. Do you want free? Do you want fixed? Amen. The answer is yes. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Hello. How many loves the Lord tonight? Come on. Come on. He's ready to give you a clean set of clothes to wear. Amen. Come on. In the name of Jesus. You know, on the Isle of Patmos, the angel showed up, right? And he fell at his feet. He said, Whoa, get up, get up. I'm your servant. Worship God. Testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Listen, and the fine linen, that's the righteousness of the saints. Hello, come on. Somebody help me tonight. Come on. Do you realize that you are the fine linen people? Come on. Get those white garments out of the closet and put them back on and promise me you'll never be ashamed. You'll never be ashamed, amen. Stand. Stand in the gap and make up the hedge.
Come on, let's give the Lord praise right now. Hallelujah. Could we all stand together right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was thinking as Brother Curry was preaching, and it kind of relates to something that I said a little earlier tonight about God's not looking for perfect people. One thing I see over and over and over again as a pastor. Brother Curry, you don't necessarily need the best person in that gap. You just need somebody in that gap. People can't understand sometimes why they're not used more in the kingdom of God. And it's because every time the Lord needs them, they're not there. God, He's looking for people that are available. Not the most able, but that are available. How many of you want to be available for the Lord? Amen. I want to be that person that says, look, I may not be the biggest, I may not be the fastest, I may not be the strongest, but plug me in, I'll be there. Praise God. And I'll do what I can. And you know what? When you take that kind of attitude, the Lord says, that's all I need. Because all of our power comes from Him anyway. Praise God. Why don't we lift our hands and love Him again? Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power. His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Surely He's in this place.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Sing it again.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? I believe what he meant by that was, will he find faithfulness? But I wonder how many would just close your eyes and say, I want to be that person to stand in the gap. I want to be that person that is faithful. It's amazing what God can do with you if you'll just be faithful. I want to be that one. Do you feel that way today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be there when I'm needed. I want to be where I'm needed. And I know that the Lord will do the rest. In Jesus' name, do you want that? Praise God. Praise God. I want to be used, Lord. Just tell him you want to be used. Tell him you want to be the one. I want to be the one. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Curry, for the word that we have heard tonight. Amen. Amen. Did you enjoy the word of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Want to remind everybody, Sunday service at 2 o'clock, 1:30 for prayer. We're going to have a time in the Lord Sunday. And we've got a short meeting afterwards. I'll try to keep it as short as I can for any musicians, anybody that's interested in being a musician or a singer. We want you to be at that. We'll be talking a little bit about music ministry. That'll be after service, immediately after service on Sunday. We'll have a regular Wednesday night Bible study next week. 7 o'clock prayer, 7:30 Bible study, worship Bible study. We're looking forward to it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Dad, would you pray and ask the Lord to dismiss us tonight? Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.